What's up, everybody? You are now listening in to the Truth Pace podcast. I am your host, Joe Jesse. And on today's episodes, goddamn pyramid marketing, man. That multi-level marketing pyramid scheme shit is getting deep. I had somebody hit me up at a damn playground where there were kids playing, trying to get me to sign up for some shit, man. I'm going to talk about that, but then also my own experience working for a company that did something similar and kind of just what I learned in my experience there. As always, real topics, real people. Real funny, but it's real talk, man. It's Truth Pace. Brush up. Welcome back. So, a lot of people these days are doing what a lot of people would call like pyramid schemes or multi-level marketing or whatever it is that you call it. There's a lot of people with jobs or businesses like that, and it seems like every day there's just something new popping up that that people are trying to sell you on or get you into. There's every kind of avenue you could possibly think of has something like this, from fitness and health supplements all the way to damn like life insurance. You know what I mean? Like, everything in between can be sold, and there will be someone who could sell it in the hopes that when they sell it, they get a larger profit, but most likely someone else is getting a bigger piece of the pie type of deal. And so people approach you all the time, and you could see it coming a mile away most of the time. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain questions people ask that make you go, why did you ask me that question? And it's because you're trying to qualify me in this conversation, and I don't appreciate that. And if you've had enough people ask you these types of questions, you can spot it right away. Now, if you've ever worked in one of these environments like I have, you'll know firsthand if someone's really trying to sell you on some shit, because you've learned the techniques that they teach you on how to qualify people and overturn objectives and shit like this. So, before I get into my experience working for a place that does like pyramid scheme marketing or multi-level marketing, I want to talk about an experience I had a few days ago at a park. So I'm at a park in North Seattle. There's a bunch of kids there. I'm running a program where there's essentially, my job is pretty much just bring a bunch of toys for kids to play with. The kids play, they're tricked into actually exercising because all the games involve some sort of exercise. And that's kind of the involvement of it, is getting kids to exercise in the parks, outside of the house, just getting them moving. And so I'm there running the program, and this lady comes up to me and just asking about what the program is and what's going on, just because it seems kind of unusual. Like, you know, you go to the park and then all of a sudden there's a soccer goal and a big ass Connect Four and frisbees, hula hoops, trampolines, like all kinds of stuff, right? Kites and everything, you name it. And so she's just asking about the program, what it is, what it's about, and stuff like that. General questions, it happens, so it's no issue. So she leaves, and a parent comes over to me, and he's like, did she try to sell you on her marketing scheme? And I was like, what? And he was like, no, she was just asking about the program. And he's like, she's trying to sell people on her little marketing scheme and telling kids that they don't need to go to work and that they can work from home. Like, why would you tell kids that they don't need to go to work and that they can work from home? And I'm kind of like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, I don't know. Like, she just was asking about the program. So now I'm kind of on high alert with her just because, I mean, he's clearly, I don't think he's making it up. Like, that's just something random to make up about a person. Like, you know, why would he say that shit? Like, hey, did she try to sell you on some pyramid scheme shit? She tried to hit you with the Amway? She tried to hit you with the Herbalife? You know? It's like, no, I don't know. She was just talking to me about the program. But now it's like, wait a minute. If I talk to her again, is she going to try to sell me on some shit? And sure enough, she did. She came back around, what? She came back around maybe 30 minutes later. And she was like, so? It's like, you know, so, yeah, how long have you been doing this? And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Here goes the qualifier. So I'm like, oh, you know, I just kind of started doing it. You know, I've been doing it since June. We were running the program throughout. I've been trying to, you know, get it going. We're going to run it all the way through September. She's like, oh, that's great. You know, so what else do you do? And I'm like, God damn, like, here we go. Like, we're really about to do this. And really, it's that, because you're what's happening right now is she's looking for ways to pretty much pitch what it is that she's selling. So she's looking for something that either I do or don't do that she can use as a way to sell me on whatever the hell it is that she's got going on. So she's like, what else is it that you do? So this question is a tough one because a lot of the times this is the qualifier. So either most of the time, if you're not doing a lot, you're just doing one thing, it's real easy to be like, so would you like some extra income? Which is a dumbass question because everybody would like extra income. That's not a good question. The question should be, would you like to do this kind of work to make some extra income? Because that question is going to be a better one to answer, because the answer is going to be a definitive yes or no. Because I'm not really trying to sell you on what it is that I got. I'm trying to sell you on what it is that I'm doing. But you got to get what it is that I got in order for you to start doing what it is that I'm doing. And then once you're doing what it is that I'm doing, then you need to find somebody else who don't got what it is that you got and try to get them to start doing what it is that you're doing. But they got to get what you got in order to start doing it. Like, that shit is so great. If that confused you listening to it, imagine working and trying to be in the middle of that shit. Come on. Like, So now I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to run off a bunch of shit that I do in the hopes that I'm too busy to be qualified for whatever it is that you got going on. So I'm like, oh yeah, well, you know, I run this program. I'm also a private basketball trainer, so I do a lot of that on the weekends and in the evenings. I do some social media consulting for a few people, and I do a little graphic design, just making little things here and there for a few people, nothing too big. And then, you know, like I said, my two-year-old daughter, you know, that right there, that is a full plate. That is a full plate. And so now I'm thinking, like, okay, I don't qualify. I'm disqualified. Like, I'm too busy. Nope, you're never too busy. Because the thought is that if you work from home, you can work from home doing this. So, this is the funny thing, right? Because now it's a conversation of, so, what do you already do that you want to stop doing to replace with this? No, we're not having that conversation. We're definitely not having that. I don't want to stop any of this shit that I'm choosing to do these things. Therefore, I don't want to stop doing these things to do what it is that you haven't even already told me what it is that you do. So now I'm like waiting for the pitch, right? I'm waiting for the pitch to happen. She's like, my husband does some marketing consulting. I think he could really help you out. So she calls her husband over. Her husband comes over. And I'm trying to think of the nicest way to say this. There is no nice way to say this. So I don't know if I should say it. What I want to say could potentially bite me in the ass later on in life if I become famous or a world leader. So I'm not going to say it. What I will say is that based on how he kind of presented himself, I had a lot of questions about the marketing that it was he was doing, the type of work that he was doing, and questions about if this work was, no, I won't even say that, but I had a lot of questions and concerns about doing any kind of work with this gentleman. And a lot of it had to do with the conversation that we had, brief conversation at that. And so he's like, yeah, let me get your number. And so in my head, I'm thinking like, so they haven't even pitched me yet, right? They haven't even pitched me yet. But that's okay, because I really don't want to hear it. I'd much rather just give you a fake number, call it a day. Because in about 15 minutes, I'm going to be gone. You're already on your way out. We may never see each other again. So I'm like, oh, you know what? Let me give you my number. Let me give you my phone number. You can send me a text. Just tell me what it's about. You know, or I'll send you my email. You know, whatever. He's like, okay, yeah. He'll take me number. I was like, all right, hold on. Let me go get my phone. So I go run to the truck like I don't got my phone on me. I go and get my other phone, right? Which isn't activated. Really, it's a glorified iPod. So I just go and get that. And I'm like, all right, this is the work phone. Like, I'm selling them on all this shit. I'm like, yeah, it's the work phone. Hold on. Okay, so I was like, let me know when you're ready. He's like, okay. I'm like, it's 562-904. And he's like, 562, what area code is that? I'm like, oh, that's Long Beach. That's Long Beach, California. And like, Long Beach, California? I was like, yeah, I was living in LA for like the last 3.5 years. I just moved back up here recently. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm like, yeah. So 562. Like, let's get it on. Like, come on. Like, let's get it over with. Come take this fake number so you can try to contact me with information about what it is you got going on that I'm gonna deny wanting to do. Let's just go through your next denial so you can get closer and closer to the next person telling you yes. Because that's what they tell you. They tell you every no is one no closer to a yes. And I'm like, okay, that's a funny concept. Like, that's a great way to like keep people motivated who are discouraged by hearing no's all day. So let me get into, well, first off, let's back up. Let me finish off by saying that shit ain't right. You don't need to be going to playgrounds where there are kids, parents, nannies with their kids and trying to solicit them. Like, the park and the playground are, like, those are supposed to be, like, safe spaces. You know what I mean? Like, because that's where children hang out. There should be no types of violence, no types of, like, you know, any kind of dangerous stuff going on, sneaky activity, like, soliciting, things like that. Like, it should leave those spaces alone, please. So if you're coming in here and you're just hitting parents off left and right, like, I get it. It's genius, and the thought of it, right? Like, who better to try to get to join in with what it is that you're doing than people that have the time to take their kids to the park, right? Ideally, these people probably have the time to do whatever it is that you're doing because they already have time to be at home with their children or whoever's children it is that they have. So it's like the perfect client base, but fuck, it feels kind of wrong. Like, I'd be damned, like, if I'd be lying if I told you it didn't feel a little wrong. For sure. But let me tell you about my experience working in this environment. So I moved, was this right after I graduated? This is right after I graduated college, I'm pretty sure. This is right after I graduated college. I'm looking for like communication marketing jobs. At the time, I've got an internship with this media group, this media company. I'm kind of learning digital marketing, just all forms and practices of marketing. So I'm looking for something that kind of uses that skill set. So online around this time, this is what, 2010? Around this time, this is when like the big wave of like these pyramid schemes and multi-level marketing things started popping off right around this time online. And a lot of it was because of wording. That was the toughest part about a lot of these job descriptions, is the wording. The wording is very broad in the sense that it uses just like regular marketing, communication, and public relations type terms, so that you have the idea that you're doing one thing, at least one form of marketing, but in reality, you're doing something completely different. And a lot of that is just within the wording, right? So let me give you a perfect example of how that wording, well, I don't want to say wording works, but essentially how the wording is played out. So I could say, okay, let's say you're going, because this is what, this is, I mean, shit, this is essentially what we're doing. You're going B2B, which is business to business, right? With whatever little marketing package or discounted whatever we got going on behalf of said vendor, right? So what you're really doing is you're soliciting, right? You're just soliciting. That's all you're doing is you're soliciting. But they try to paint it up to sound good. So that's the job. But what they'll say on the job description is you are doing B2B marketing, I could probably pull one up in the middle of this conversation. They pretty much sell it and make it sound like, yeah, you're, you know, representing the vendor, and you're not soliciting, you're representing the vendor, and you're offering this discounted rate right there in front of them, because this vendor has identified that people in this area really enjoy what it is that they're offering so much that they want to offer it at a discounted rate. But you can only do it right now through me. You can't do it through the vendor, and you can't find anybody else to do it, because we are the only one who is being granted this permission to have this discount through the, like, it just, you know what I mean? Like, it just gets deep. And like, anyone listening to this just starts thinking like, what? And you've got to be one hell of a salesman to be able to walk into some of these places in a goddamn suit and tie and sell Papa John's pizza packages to people in a dental office. Imagine that. Like, so here, okay, so let me break this whole shit down, right? I'll try to be as brief as I can, just because there's a lot, but it's really, really funny. So here's the interview process. So I go in for the interview. I'm thinking that I'm going to be doing some sort of like networking outreach marketing. So they tell me to come in, you know, semi-professional clothes. So I come in, semi-professional. So I come in, I do the first interview, you know, they talk about what it is that they do, you know, they kind of, you know, they basically spell it out, like, you know, we go, you know, pretty much business to business, door to door, and we talk to people on behalf of, like, you know, the Seattle Mariners, Papa John's, we've got, you know, contracts with different spa companies, health and, you know, wealth companies, fitness companies, like, whatever. And they give us these discounted rates, and then we just go around and offer it to people. And it's really cool. So I'm thinking, okay, like promotional marketing, which is kind of how they pitch it, like this is promotional marketing. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, so you're probably going to send this out and like t-shirts and maybe hats with the shit, and we're going around, you know, to business, you know, on behalf of the vendor, like, or maybe we're going to, like, different, like, festivals or events, and you got to do a tent, and we have their, you know, their gear on or whatever, and we're just trying to get people to sign up or buy or whatever it is. Like, okay, I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's not too hard. I've done something similar. I've done something similar like that as far as, like, with the clothing line, where we do booths for events and we sell t-shirts. Or if I've done, like, things with the media company, we had to do, like, give out information about what it is that we did and things like that. So it's like, okay, I can do that. Like, I know how to do promotions in that regard. So then they tell you, like, so then you go through the interview under the impression that that's what it is that you're going to be doing. That's not what it is that you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing something a little different. And so they bring you back, or they brought me back for the second interview. So for the second interview, they're like, professional dress, and you're going to be, you know, going out into the field and kind of seeing, like, what it is that we do. So I'm like, okay, but I'm kind of like, why are we going to be going in, like, professional dress? So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. So you go, and you pretty much go through, like, an entire day of what it is that they do, and you have to make a decision if you want to do that or not. So you have, like, one person that you pretty much go with, and this person is someone who's probably, like, one or two levels away from, like, having their own team or something, and they're, like, they're killing it at the moment, or they're getting ready to, like, open their own office or start, like, their own branch or something. Like, they're on, like, the next level of trajectory for what it is that they're doing. Excuse me, something was wrong with the mic. They're on the next level with what it is that they're doing. So they partner you up with them in the hopes that you see them kill it, because to them, they're doing it, and they may have been doing it for so long that the shit just clicks now, and they're just good at it. They actually enjoy it, and they've been doing it for a while. So you're watching them do it, and they make it look so easy that you're like, oh, yeah, I could probably do this. This ain't that hard. I could probably do this. And so then, like, they go out there, like, you know, do you think this is something that you could do? And me, I'm like, shit, this is something I could probably do right now. Let me try. Right? Like, let me try one. And so, like, I'm trying it. Like, I don't know all the answers to all the questions. So they jump in and they answer, like, all the, or they overturn all the objectives to what it is that you're doing. And so we go out and they do it, and they just make it look super easy. And I'm like, all right, so you learn, you kind of learn what it is right away. And you're like, all right, so this is what it is. So I start looking at it like, all right, all I got to do is come in and sell X amount of this every day, and I can make X amount of dollars. Because they have bonuses and incentives for when you sell, like, extra or something like that. And I'm kind of like, all right, like, that's great and all, but how much of this shit do I have to sell a day in order to make the amount of money that makes sense to stay here? And it was like 8 to 10 of whatever it was I was selling a day, based on, like, the like, depending on the price, because that was like the variable based on what it is that we were selling and how much it cost. And so I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I wasn't doing anything else. I had no other job. And I was like, well, I might as well try this. Make some money on the side while I try to find something else to do. And that job was awful. You come in and the environment is strange. So, like, every day you go in and they give you, like, there, you've got your little team leader. You go around, and most likely you're talking about, like, either your sales from the day before. Everyone talks about, like, what worked, what didn't, you know, questions that people may have asked them while they were out there that they didn't know the answers to, which is basically like, someone said this to me, so what am I supposed to say in return? And a lot of the times it's like, what lie do I tell them in order to, like, close them on the deal? Because everything comes down to closing, right? And the closing is the hardest part with this whole shit, because it is a very, very uncomfortable process to sell any of this shit. Because you gotta think, if I'm selling Mariners tickets, which is something that I sold, if I'm selling discounted Mariners tickets, I've got a package that's worth $350 worth of tickets that I'm selling to you right now for $40. Like, do you want it or do you not? I'll take cash. We also take card, but we don't take check. If you got cash, please make it exact. I might have some cash on me. I can give you change. If you want to do card, we can call in our call center. They're going to ask you a couple questions. Get your card information over the phone, and then boom, I'll give you one, and you'll have a receipt emailed to you. But it's strange when I'm walking into your business and I'm wearing a suit and tie and dress shoes, and I'm telling you that I'm here on behalf of the Seattle Mariners. What? What? Is it because I'm in a suit and tie that people were supposed to believe that I'm more credible? That looks weird. First off, they're just happy that I'm not, like, we're not Jehovah's Witnesses, because that would be awkward. And then when they see us, they're like, no solicitors, because usually there's a sign on the door that says no solicitors, and you have to go in and you tell them, oh, we're not soliciting. We're here representing such and such, and we're just here to offer, like, a discounted package to people in the area. We're just here on behalf of them, which sounds good, right? Like, but that's soliciting. Sorry, sir. No solicitors. Oh, we're not soliciting. We're just here on behalf of Papa John's. They're offering a discount on their pizzas to people in this area. We're just trying to let everyone know, like, I'm sorry. And then, you know, sometimes you walk out and someone will be like, oh, really? Like, what's the discount? And then what's sick is that you get this smile like, ooh, got him. So you turn around and you go back to them. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, they've got this package where they're selling pretty much like $50 worth of pizza for $20 right now. You can get two medium, three topping pizzas, or two topping large pizzas for X amount, and the mediums amount. Like, it's just a coupon book that they're selling for $20, and you get like $50 worth of pizza. And I'm like, oh, where can I get one? It's like, oh, well, we're actually selling them. Like, that's what we're doing. We're going around and we're selling them. And the fucked up part is like, the security who tells you you can't solicit, now they're in a weird spot because someone who works there is now interested. So are you soliciting if someone's interested? The answer is absolutely. Most definitely you're soliciting if someone is interested. And I've had times where that's happened and security's be like, you gotta go. You can't do that. Like, I've lost deals because security's like, you can't do that. You gotta leave. And it's like, golly, that sucks. But that, like, so you've got something like that you're selling, and you've got this process that is very uncomfortable and very, it's not trustworthy, to be honest with you. Nothing about this seems trustworthy. I'm coming to you with a package based, like, on what? I don't know, for a vendor that I do know. But you don't look like you represent the vendor because you're dressed differently. And then I gotta give my card information over to someone on the other line who I don't know, who works with whom I assume is with you, a company I don't know, and a person who looks unusual. Like, you gotta have the personality to really just calm people down and get them to trust you that you're not going to fuck them over and steal their information. I don't know if that's going to happen. All I know is that I'm not about to do that to you. And they told me this is the process and this is how I'm supposed to get paid. So if you try to get this package, this last one that I got, and this little backpack that I got with me, then you better go on and give them that card number. I remember sometimes I go places And I'd be like, yeah, you know, we take cash or card, but the card thing is kind of over the phone, and not a lot of people are comfortable with that. So most people are just kind of comfortable with cash. And personally, I wasn't really comfortable with getting people to do their shit over the phone because it made me look bad. They're like, well, why? They're talking to the person like, well, why do you need this information? Well, why do you need to know my zip code? Oh, you know what? On second thought, no, I'm not comfortable doing this. It's just like, ugh, god damn. And then part of me would just be like, you know what? No problem. No worries. It's all good. Like, I'm straight. No problem. Just because I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. You know what I mean? I just didn't want to deal with any of that shit anymore. And it was tough. And so, I remember my first day where I killed it. I came back and they pretty much were like, yeah, you know, they were super excited. I was really excited about, you know, how the whole shit went. I got like a little bonus and incentive. They had this thing where like if you made X amount of sales, you got to ring this cowbell. So I was excited to ring that cowbell. But then you start to see like how the whole infrastructure kind of works. And that's when, like, things start to fall apart. Like, when you start to learn how the magic trick works, you're not really wanting to play that show no more. So now, I'm starting to find out, like, how the person who's in charge ended up in charge. And it's not because they were killing it with what it is that they were doing. She got in an entirely different way, where the person that was in charge before left, just up and decided to leave and start their own office doing the same shit out in like Orlando or something. And so they needed someone to run that office, so they had a vote. And the girl who won, she won mainly because she just was able to convince more people to vote for her. Which was crazy because most people, I guess, thought that she wasn't the best person to do it. But I guess she was the most liked in regards to like what she could offer to people. And that's kind of how she won. So once I learned that, I was like, wait a minute. This don't seem right. And so, excuse me. And so, now I'm looking into that. I'm learning more about the people that I'm working with. There's young people, like me. There's middle-aged people, like me now. Then there's even older people. People in their late 40s. Some early 50s. Who need something to help, you know, supplement their income. And it's like, damn, this is crazy. Like, you got these people walking, you know, miles, 2-3 miles a day, going door to door, either like house to house or business to business. We did both. I remember going to neighborhoods and knocking on people's doors. This shit was terrible. That shit was horrible. And then they have you drive your own car to these places. You don't get anything back for gas. There's no sort of supplement for the wear and tear on your vehicle. Because you caravan. It's not like you just go by yourself. Like, they try to put you 4 or 5 deep in one car. So it's like, who's going to be in whose car? And the fucked up thing is like, imagine if, well, I live close to where we were. But imagine if, like, you lived super south and you had to come up north to go to the office. But then your area today is going to be super south. But we got to take your car because nobody else in your group has a car. So you're going to go back home to your area. And then when we're done, you have to drive back up north to drop the rest of the people off, debrief, just to drive back home. You're gonna have to be okay with that, and that's some bullshit. And that whole shit was bullshit after a while. Because the packages that you start getting are shittier. The areas that they start sending you to are much harder. And you can't change anything at all. You, like, if, let's say I come in and I'm wearing a t-shirt and some jeans and a Mariners baseball hat. And I'm like, all right, I want to wear this. While we sell Mariners tickets, they're going to tell you, no, you can't do it. Part of the reason why you can't do it, and this is when I was just like, ooh, something about this just doesn't seem right. Part of the reason is that you can't say you're with the Seattle Mariners. You can't say you're with the Seattle Mariners. That's not allowed. You can say that you're here on behalf of the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners hired us to sell these ticket packages to these people. So no, I'm not with the Mariners. And that's the hard part. Is when they ask you, like, oh, so you with the Mariners? You don't lie. Don't you lie. Because the answer is no. Technically, that's what you go into, right? And be like, oh, you with the Seattle Mariners? Technically, no. We've been hired. The company that I'm with, we've been hired by the Mariners to sell these packages, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, right? It's like, oh, okay, got it. And it's just, it's a tough job. Then you start seeing, like, okay, you get put on a team, and so if you're killing it and your team's eating, the leader of that team is going to get elevated. And then maybe someone in that group that's been killing it turns into a lead for that team, and then they're killing it with everyone else, and then someone else from that group becomes a lead. So now you're just growing, everyone's just moving on up, right? That's all you're trying to do, is just move on up, and then you're trying to teach your group how to do what it is that you do, so you keep on moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, right? And it's okay, like, the fact that there's so much growth, like, room for growth, in that business and industry is great, because it creates kind of this belief that you can grow and you can grow quickly in that space, which you can. The hard part is the shit that you got to deal with getting to the next level. And I didn't even get to the point where, like, I had a team and I had to deal with that type of shit, or I had to deal with, like, scheduling, I had to deal with mapping as far as where we're going to go, all of that shit, which I'm sure, like, if I had someone who was just deep in the game, I'm sure that they could talk to me a little bit about what it was like. But just for me being in that space, I couldn't do it. I think I was there, how long did I work there? I was probably there for like 4 or 5 months, no lie, like, trying to figure it out. Like, the first month, I was trying to figure it out. The second and third month, I got it going, you know what I mean? I was doing pretty good. That fourth month was just like, man, I just don't know if this makes sense anymore. And that last month, I was like, nah, I'm good. I don't even think I quit so much as I just didn't show up anymore. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. I think the girl that was in charge one day was just like, if you don't want to be here, just don't show up tomorrow. This was like our last meeting. She's like, if you don't be here, don't show up tomorrow. So I'm like, I'll take you up on that offer. Bye-bye. Yeah, man. Don't solicit in Kid Park. That shit's fucked up. It's not right. Mm-hmm.